Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Yes, indeed. All right, there we go. You know what? I think, given, of course, that this week, Kira, was, you know, Leaving Cert Results Week and all this kind of stuff. And, you know how they say that if you're meant to go somewhere, you can find that path irrelevant of, you know, what you get in, like, exams or any of that kind of stuff. I think guys like Mike are a perfect example of that. Mike is on the phone with me. Hello, Mike. What's happening?
Chris, hello there.
How are you, sir? Man, I tell you, Mike Watts, right? Let me give you a big introduction, right? Because you are Mike Watts, and you are director of the Kelston Toll Road. Now, I'll tell you what, Kira, you might just think, yeah, fair enough, whatever, another toll road. Kira, this is not an ordinary toll road, let me tell you. This is awesome. This is a brilliant idea. And, Mike, I'm a bit of a motorway nerd, as Kira will tell you.
Oh, like, my God, he doesn't shut up about motorways. Seriously, Mike.
I do love motorways. And you see, recently we've had a lot of motorway development in Ireland, like within the last 3 or 4 years. We've had a lot of new bits of motorways built and all of this. So, you know, I'm in my element. But, Mike, I mean, you have taken it one step further. So, firstly, let's go right back to the start. You now own the Kelston Toll Road, but what exactly is the Kelston Toll Road? Because this is fascinating.
Okay, well, what it is, if we go right back to the beginning, I live in a little place called Kelston.
Sure.
And it's right between Bath and Bristol. And the road which runs through our village is the A431. And it's a very, very busy arterial route from Bath to Bristol. It's a very busy road. And back in February, my wife and I drove up the little lane where we live to get onto the road, and suddenly there was a sign saying road closed.
Uh-oh.
And instead of turning right to go to Bath, which normally takes us about 8 minutes, we had to turn left and take a detour, which was going to take 14 miles in about an hour.
Ah, here.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, then we realised that the road was closed because there'd been a little slippage underneath the road, and the road there was a slight crack in the road.
The earth had moved, had it? Like the earth had kind of slipped down a bit and caused the road to...
It wasn't a landslide, but it was underneath the road. It had caused it to crack, and you know, for safety reasons, the council closed it. They said it would be closed for about a week or two, and then a week or two later, they said, well, it might be closed for 3 months.
Oh, Jesus.
And then after a couple of months, they said, well, it might be closed for about a year.
Oh, no. So let me get this straight. That means then to go to where you want to go, you have to add on, is it an additional 14 miles each way?
Yes.
Each way?
Yes.
Oh,
each
God.
Way.
So you're talking
each
an extra
way.
32 miles a day of a commute.
Yes.
Ah,
and
no.
It's the time. It's the time, because this particular road, the A431, has about 7,000 to 10,000 vehicles a day travelling backwards and forwards along it. So all this traffic has been rerouted to the main road, which is the A4 between Bath and Bristol. And consequently, you get at peak times, well, and all throughout the day, you get this nose-to-tail traffic, and it's just unbearable.
Do you know what? I have been on the motorways in England. Chris, I don't know, have you ever...
Oh, they're
beautiful.
Have you
ever experienced it?
Yes, oh,
but
yes.
The traffic is unbelievable.
The traffic can be heavy. I agree.
It is horrible. And so anyway, I mean, this became a bit of a nightmare. My wife and I, we got three little businesses that we operate in the Guildhall Market in Bath.
Sure.
And this sort of 14-mile detour every day, it was just becoming too much. And anyway, we were in the local pub about 2.5 months ago, talking to all the locals, saying, oh, my goodness, this is no good. And the local farmer was there, and he owns two fields immediately above where the road closure is.
Okay.
Yeah. And he had, at that point in time, been letting people with four-wheel drive vehicles go through his two fields to sort of bypass the road closure. But it was only accessible with four-wheel drive vehicles.
But just to kind of put that into context, sorry to interrupt you, but just to put it into context, that really means that if they were able to cut across two fields, that really means that the actual distance was minute, as in this diversion for 14 miles that could have been solved with a few hundred metres of extra road.
Yeah, I mean, the actual road, the where the road is closed, it's only probably about 50 metres in length. No more.
Is that all?
That's all.
Oh, that's agonizing.
Vehicles can't go across it.
So
that's
you're looking
the
other side. You can see 50 meters ahead of you, but instead of being able to go through that 50 meters, you have to go around 14 miles.
Yes, that's
it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that would frustrate me to bits. I nearly would have bought a 4x4 for that. But you had a better idea.
So what? And then what happened was it didn't take long before somebody tweeted that, you know, if you go down to Kelston, you can go through the farmer's fields and make this shortcut.
Oh, did everyone start showing up then, did they?
Within days, there were hundreds of cars going across the field. Oh,
okay, right.
And obviously this field is only suitable for 4x4s.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's quite steep in one section. So, and of course, it's okay when it's dry, but when it's wet... It's impossible, and every day the farmer was getting a phone call to say there's another car stuck in your field. So in the end,
he
locked the gate and he put on a lock with a combination, and then it was only people that had access to the combination lock that could use it,
like locals
in the pub. And my wife said to him, for God's sakes, why don't you put down some hardcore and let people go across it, make it a bit safer and charge a toll. And she said, well, you know, we'll be the first one in the queue because it's a nightmare driving 14 miles.
Sure.
His response, you know, it's a good idea, but I'm a busy farmer. He's got a transport business. And I said to him, do you know what, John? I think my wife's had a good idea. I said, I think you should build a road through there. And he said, well, I can't do it. And he said, do you think you... I said, well, I've never built a road, but... I think there's thousands of people like us that would pay to go across this road. And he said, if you can do it, use the field, build a road, and if there's any profit at the end of the day, we'll split it 50-50.
Nice. Very nice. Good idea, Mike. So what do? You get a load of tarmac and then you just start putting it down, or then what happens?
Well, it wasn't quite like that. I mean, I thought to myself, well, it needs to be two lanes wide. You can't have a single track. It's got to be two lanes.
Sure.
So I went to a local company, the construction company that build roads. They've been in business 50 years. And I said, look, I'm interested in building a road. By the way, the actual length of the road from one gate into one gate to the other gate is only 365 metres.
Wow.
See, that's it. So it's really a small distance. That's what makes this so frustrating, that you have to go around this.
Yeah, 365 metres. Anyway, I went over to see the people. They said, well, so they came over. We walked the route. We followed the contours of land. As I say, there is a steep incline on one side. But anyway, they felt they could do it. They gave me a price. I thought we'd get away with about 50,000 quid to build the road.
How much did it cost?
150,000.
Oh, ouch. Okay.
Yeah, it cost more to build a road than I thought. But anyway, the road... I got to tell you, I was in such admiration with the company that built it. With three guys carved the route and built the road in 10 days.
It can be done.
It can be. Ireland, take note. Irish government, listen. Listen to this man. Look how quickly he built a road. Get onto him if you need to. You know?
And we're talking it is 365 metres long. It's 7 metres wide, so it's two lanes. We've got over 600 mills of, from quarried rock.
Sure,
and then
yeah.
On top of that, we've got 3 inches of tarmac in three areas, just on the two entrances and in the central area.
That sounds fine to me.
And anyway, we opened on August the 1st.
How much will it cost me, Mike? That's what I want to know. Like, if I want to do this route, what will I be charged?
It's going to cost you £2 each way.
Okay, that's very reasonable. I would love to pay that.
It's reasonable because the other option is a 14-mile detour. You're going to spend that in fuel.
Exactly.
But it's the time that it takes. So, you know, people can buy 12 passes for the price of 10. So for 20 quid, they get 12 passes.
Perfect.
Brilliant.
I say we opened on August the 1st. It's been phenomenal.
How many cars are we talking? That's 2 weeks, let's say.
Okay, well, we're averaging at the moment about 800 cars a day.
How many cars?
800 a day.
About 800 cars a day. And
oh,
it is
my
building.
God.
Wow.
We are in August, so in September, when the kids go back to school, there's a huge increase in traffic, and I think that's when we will start to move forward in terms of higher numbers. The only problem I've got is that it's a bit of a race again here because the council are currently repairing the A431. They're claiming that it will be ready at the end of December, which is actually 50 days.
Do you believe them, though? Do you think it'll be ready at the end of December?
They're kicking on with it, but I'm hoping it won't be.
Yeah, me too. I want to make you loads of... I want to see you make loads of money. I want to see it never reopen.
I'm no good at maths, okay. But if I estimate it here, you will have your £150,000 covered, which was the cost to actually build this road in the first place. So then it'll be just profit from there on.
Well, except, Kira, the rub is that it costs £1,000 a day to operate the toll road.
Oh, in insurance and stuff, is it?
Yeah. Oh, well, it's not so much insurance. But I mean, we've got two toll operators.
Okay, fair enough.
That are in the booth 24 hours a day. It was open 24 hours.
Okay, so and obviously...
I've got a guy that's running, helping me run the site. I've got insurances. We're renting welfare units. So it actually comes out to £1,000 a day. So for 50 days, that's another £150,000. So what we've got to do, we've got to ensure that we get £300,000 in by the end of the year to cover all our costs and operating costs. Now, it means that I've got to get 150,000 cars over the road in the next 5 months, which...
I think that's doable.
It's 1,000 cars a day, and we will break even. And at this point, we've only been open about just under 2 weeks. I mean, we're already up to 800, so I'm pretty confident...
That you're going to get 1,000.
We're going to hit the 1,000.
I think so,
very, very
Mike.
Confident.
Man, I definitely
it's
think
funny,
so.
It's funny, the roads are kind of quiet around where we are at the minute, and it is simply because the kids and the parents are either on holidays and they're not back to school.
Exactly.
Yet. And like, it's funny, like, you know, at evening time, drive time home, it's actually pretty smooth. There isn't that many that many blockages or, you know, holdups in traffic. And it's because the kids are not back to school yet. I guarantee you will see an increase in the next 2 weeks.
Mike, you will.
And the thing is, the local people are coming through and the smiling faces, you cannot believe it.
I'd say so.
I mean, we're getting emails and we're getting texts and people are dropping cakes off for us.
Brilliant.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it is amazing because it is genuinely saving people time and it's saving people money.
It's probably saving people's marriages as well.
Absolutely.
Because there's nothing worse if somebody's tired after a day's work and then they have to commute an extra 14 miles and then they get home and they're grumpy and they have a fight with their other half. So you literally are saving marriages
and relationships, Mike.
And it's great.
It's saving mine, I can tell you.
Mike, can I say one more thing before you go as well? Those people who are dropping cakes in, tell them to drop money in instead. What are they doing dropping cakes in? Give you another 20 quid, you know? I mean, don't mind cakes.
I don't mind telling you that through the post, I've already had a few small little checks from people that I'll probably never meet. Some of them have said, I'm not sending you my address, so you can't send it back. But, you know, I'm so grateful to everybody. But it's a remarkable thing. But it was, you know, out of necessity, this road happened. It is the first toll road in the UK for over 100 years.
Wow.
I would imagine, there's going to be a lot of Irish farmers out there and Irish people out there that have land that will, you know, probably take some inspiration from your story, Mike.
There you go.
Look, Mike,
I tell you what, I mean this, it's a really kind of heartwarming idea as well. I absolutely love it. Mike Watts, and I love your title.
You are the director
of the Kelston Toll Road. Now, everybody use that if you're in the UK. Look, Mike, thank you so much for coming
on,
man.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Kira. Thanks for having me on. Chris and Kira. On 2FM.